We go inward in order to go outward. We have been systematically trained all our lives to sever ourselves from our own wisdom, from our bodies, and from our intuition and discernment. I'm Karen Hibner. I'm a spiritual director and podcast producer. I help women and folks of other oppressed identities heal from internalized oppression and trauma and go public with their wild and wonderful contribution to this world so that we can all heal together. Through spiritual direction, we can realign with our intuition or inner knowing and tap into the self-trust necessary to move confidently through this life. This is how we heal. After we realign with ourselves and the wisdom that is inherently in us, we go public so other folks can experience healing too. In this space, we'll explore all the different topics that come up in moving toward your most authentic self, as well as deconstruction and rebuilding beliefs, and how we grow in self-trust, self-confidence, and realign with our own inner wisdom so that we can go public and bring that wisdom to the world. Welcome to this wild and wonderful journey with me. I'm thrilled for you to heal and go public. Hey, it's Karen. Thank you so much for being here today. I am so thrilled to be in your ears and in your life once again, and I consider it a massive honor. So thank you for being here. I am thrilled. Since you're here, will you go ahead and take 2 minutes to rate and review the show on whatever platform you're on? It does massive things for the show and perpetuates transformation in others' lives, right? It creates accessibility because the algorithms push the show to be more searchable, to be more findable. Then other people can start finding the tools and the resources that you are accessing and finding the self-awareness, the life tools that we talk about here. So please just take a couple of minutes of your time. I know that your time and your energy is absolutely precious. If you can rate and review this show and just put a little nugget of goodness out into the world, some high vibe goodness out into the world, so that might return to you and move on to someone else as well. So thank you so much for doing that in advance. I appreciate you. If you are going to leave a bad review, just save your time and your energy. Just move on with your life. We just maybe don't need that. Just move on. Thanks. I have some thoughts to share with you. I know we've been doing a lot of interviews lately, but today you're just getting me. You're just getting me and some thoughts. So I hope that these thoughts are advantageous for you and that they cause some wondering. If you have some wonderings that spin off from these thoughts here, you can go ahead and share those with me via email or schedule a free trial session with me and tell me some about your thoughts and your thinking and how you're processing your life, your past, your trauma, your deconditioning, your deconstruction. I would love to hold and support a space for you as you are processing. So this is one of the greatest contributions of my life, is holding space for folks to access healing for themselves. It's an absolute gift to me to get to hold stories for folks, to get to be with folks as they are on their journey of healing and liberating themselves. So if you have something that you would like to share, if you're wondering about what support could look like for you right now, I would love to be with you. So use the link in the show notes to schedule a trial session with me. If you are already one of my clients through supervision, through spiritual direction, or in my membership through Heal, come to your sessions. I would love to see you and be with you. So I am just as grateful for you as the new stories that I get to hold also. So you are an absolute gift, a gift to me and my life and to so many other folks through these connections and communities that we are building together. So thank you. Today, I want to tell you a story about a fig tree that is in my care, that I nurture and mother. I have a story about a fig tree. So my story about this little fiddly fig bush is a story of the power of this plant mingled with my hope, with sun energy, with water and new soil to try to come back to life with only one leaf remaining. So let me tell you a little bit about this. So I inherited this little fig bush from the former owner of this house. And if you know me, if you follow me on Insta, you have seen all of my plant happenings, I'm sure. So I have incidentally, just naturally, inherently, I have kind of a green thumb. I love caring for plants. It brings me so much life and so much joy. And I am totally one of those classic folks that we've heard about on Instagram or like through memes through the pandemic of like, if my plants don't look like they're doing well, I'm probably not doing well, right? And also all of those funny things about like plant moms and like that I go to stores and I'm like, no plants, I'm just getting things for the garden. And then I come home with like four new indoor plants. That's me. And also just to give you a look into my life, which you don't need, I also have these two little kind of sofa tables that are full, absolutely full of plants in the only window that is suitable for plants that actually need sun. I have a number of plants that don't need a lot of sun that are scattered throughout the house as well. But these tables are absolutely completely chock full. They're in our living room. And a funny note, this is a funny note. Last year, sometime Jesse and I had some conflict around the plant table because I know this is just ridiculous of him. He wanted to be able to put his coffee on the table while he meditated and like read in the morning. And there were so many plants on the tables. They were, in my mind, these were plant tables. These were not functional tables. And I loved the idea of these like tables just overflowing with all of these plants and bringing so much life and oxygen and clean air and everything into our house. And had never had the thought cross my mind that someone would actually want to put a coffee cup on these tables. So how dare he? How dare he? So don't worry about us. We have worked through that conflict. We have figured it out. A spoiler, we are using the tables now for plants and for coffee cups. I have cleared space and made room. So all of that to say, I am a major plant person. Plants are very important to me. I am that friend that when people have struggling plants or they feel like they're killing something and they feel really guilty and the plant makes them feel really guilty every day, they give me that plant and I have a plant hospital. Like I am, that's who I am. That's part of, I am that friend. So just to paint that picture for you. I also really, really, really struggle with allowing any plants to die. So this story should be kind of funny in that context and also just tell you about how full life has been. But I really, really struggle with watching. I mean, don't call me out. I struggle with grief, but I really, really am challenged by allowing plants to die. I just love them so much. I honor them so much. I think that they are such an incredible gift to us, that they hold so much for us. And I want them to live forever in my care. So I inherited this fig bush. Fiddle-leaf fig bush. So it's not the tree. It doesn't have one stalk with things coming off. It has multiple stalks and it has leaves coming off of, had leaves coming off of all of those, right? Okay. So I inherited this bush from the prior owner of our house. So when we bought this house, the prior owner had gone through and made it like look really nice in a lot of ways. And it was really sweet. And I absolutely love it, but did pour a ton of money into landscaping and like all of this stuff right before they listed the house. And part of that endeavor was also buying a ton of house plants for the house. We had to give away a number of things because this person also probably didn't know a lot about plants and plant care. And so a lot of plants that were in the house were not suited to be in the house. This fig lived upstairs in the window of the kitchen, which there's not a lot of light there also, but I have been caring for it. So I've given it its place. I've been caring for it for almost 3 years now, which is hard to believe that we've been in this house this long, but I've been caring for this fig for 3 years. And I was one of those people that when we, years ago, we could not afford, like my sister-in-law was always on fig watch because I was so obsessed with fiddly fig trees. She was on fig watch for me. And so there was one day where Walmart had a ton of these tiny trees for like $35. And we were in a place in life where $35 on a tree was not possible. And I was propagating trees from the leaves on my existing fig that someone had gifted to me, a different fig. So I love these things. So when this person left this fig for me, it was such a massive gift. I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. I have another fig in my care to add to my fig collection. I've been caring for this for 3 years, and I have known for, this is my procrastination tendency coming out. I have known for at least 2 of those years, probably all 3, probably since I met the plant, that this plant needed to be up-potted, transplanted into a larger pot, right? So this plant had roots growing on the top. It was holding water in interesting ways. It was not growing a ton. It was kind of stagnant, but also healthy, like it was growing. But I knew that it needed new soil. I didn't know how long the former owner of the house had had, and the plant had had it in this pot or in this soil. And if you know nothing about soil and plants, potted plants especially, will build up salt over time. And also the nutrients that are in the soil will kind of get eaten up or washed away. And so you have to feed them on a semi-regular basis or give them new soil and feed them that way every once in a while when it seems like they need it, right? And there are all kinds of different thought processes in the plant space. Some people don't think you need to up-pot a plant and just feed it until it like literally breaks out of its pot. But my kind of rule of thumb is if I don't like to feed them on a regular basis with synthetic or with like made products, I would rather just use soil. And so I wait until they begin to look as though they need to be up-potted and I will give them new soil. So this plant began to look very sickly. I knew that it had needed to be up-potted. I knew what it needed. I knew that it needed new soil. It needed a bigger pot. I knew that I needed to water it on a regular basis. Its leaves are telling me that, right? So there were all these things that I could change and could do for it. I'm waiting, waiting, waiting. I've told myself, okay, in spring, we're going to address it in spring because spring is a traditional time to work with your plants in those ways. In winter, winter is so hard on them, especially I'm in a really weird climate. So winter is so hard on these indoor plants, even being near the windows, but needing that light and not getting all the light that they necessarily need. We don't want to mess with them a whole bunch in the winter. We don't want to give them a new home. We don't want to do anything that would like disrupt their basically just their survival, right? We want to keep them as happy as possible and make it into spring when they can get some care. And then they have that burst of spring and summer energy, right? And so I was like, okay, that's something I'm going to file into my brain around. We don't deal with that until April or May. Because of where I live. So in that time, I am watching every day, watching this plant get sicker and sicker, right? I've held on to this rule that I've made in my mind and am neglecting the needs of this plant because of this rule that I've made in my mind and this limit that I've created, right? And the plant began to lose its leaves. And I was like, okay, we've got to do something about this. I've got to find the money to go buy the soil. Like I've got to do everything, all of the little steps that it takes to make this happen for this plant. And there was a chain of events also that always shuts me down. So I wanted to put this fig in the pot that the other fig was in. So I needed to buy a lot bigger pot for the other fig and transplant it first before I was able to transplant this fig, right? So this domino effect that is always, always challenging for me and usually overwhelming. So finally, my daughter and I go to the garden store and we do this. We pick out this beautiful pot. We get soil, all of that. As I'm transplanting this pot, every leaf falls off except one. Every leaf falls off except one. So now I'm in this place of like, we just did all of this work and we just did all of this effort and it's too late and I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm being really, really, really gentle so that this one leaf doesn't fall off. So if you follow me on Instagrams, you have seen the story of the fig a little bit. I asked on a poll the other day who thought this fig was going to survive because it literally has 5 stalks and 1 leaf coming off of one of those stalks. I am hoping so much. I have so much belief in this little plant's power to receive enough energy from the sun in that one leaf to sustain it so that maybe it can continue growing and putting off more leaves. And I am now, not when I wasn't doing this when it was so sickly, but I am now watching it every single day, sometimes twice a day, and going over and looking for new growth and new leaves just to see how my little fig is doing, right? So something I've been thinking about lately, a lot of conversations that I've been in, is just a lot of folks not necessarily doing really poorly, but also not doing really well. It's very apparent in the work that I do. It's also very apparent in just a lot of the conversations that are around me right now. And it's this pandemic life, really, living in a pandemic for 3 years has really worn on us and has been collectively traumatizing to some extent for every individual living through this time. Right? And so something that I've been really wondering about and taking to my own care providers, honestly, is that there's just not a lot of people doing well right now, but also not doing super, super poorly. The amount of folks that I know that are doing super, super poorly are not the majority, right? So something that came out of this whole process with this fig tree is wondering at how little we need to survive. And I know that that can be kind of a nihilistic or depressing thought for some folks, but I think I mean it in an encouraging way, and I hope that it is encouraging. We are resilient, and though we don't have to be strong, and being strong is exhausting and taxing on our bodies, we are strong. We have been surviving through this pandemic. We have been surviving through whatever human existence looked like before the pandemic. We are surviving today. Even if you are a small plant that's in a too small pot, that's in soil likely 5 years or more unfed, even if someone forgets to water you weekly, I'll get it tomorrow, you are surviving. I am surviving. But you know what's truly, truly beautiful in all of these thoughts is also that with a little more sun, a little more water, a little more nurturing and attention, we could completely turn it around and thrive. Maybe, maybe. There's a lot of caveats on this conversation because of systemic oppression, but with a little more, with a little more sun, with a little more water, with a little more nurturing and attention, we could completely turn it around and thrive. Maybe. I get to hold hope for folks in the same way that I'm holding so much hope that this little fig will come through, that it will get enough sunlight through that one little leaf. I hold that same hope for every single person that I sit with. I see their essence. I see their true selves. I see who and how they are, and I'm able to hold hope for them, that they can access something outside of what their brain just knows right now. Holding hope is not a small thing. Holding hope could be the little more sun, the little more light, the tiny bit of support, the tiny bit of someone else holding hope for you could create a massive difference. This is why I want you in HEAL. I give folks that little more. Through choosing to be in the HEAL membership, folks are choosing that little more for themselves. A little more support, a little more space just for them. A little more space that is expectation-free and they can just show up as them in all of their themness, their past, their present, their experience, their knowledge, their wisdom, their all of it. They can show up in all of that free of expectation so that they can wonder at who they have been, who they have been told to be, who they are now, where they're going, and find, discover who their capital S self is. I'm not going to assume that you're living life unattended like my little fig bush, but I am going to assume that if you're here in this space, you would thrive with a little more support and nurturing. I've created a space for you to find the little more water, the little more sun, the little more attention that you need. One of the HEAL members told me last night that they weren't going to be able to make it to our call on Monday, but that they're so grateful that the space exists every week regardless. They feel grounded knowing that the space is and that I am there for them whenever they feel they need it. I want to break it all down here a little bit for you. What is HEAL about and why do you need to be in HEAL? Why do you need HEAL in your life? But I want to address something first. I have a little bit of a confession, something I've been toying with and something I was talking about with my coach. I've had an epiphany recently in my own processing. When I start talking about all of the things that people receive and experience through HEAL, I get the heebie-jeebies. I feel it in my body, right? I freak out and I go into freeze. You know why? Because I'm a highly sensitive person and it hits my coercion button. I have a big coercion button because of my past. I myself have been burned by religious communities and the coercion and the manipulation therein. You know what I've discovered? The conversation that I'm offering triggers me sometimes because pastors and leaders in religious settings have, hopefully, the same hope and intent that I do, that you live a fulfilling life. There are some really important differences between what we're offering you, though, what I'm offering you through HEAL, and what those other folks, pastors, religious leaders, what they're offering. Folks that are offering religious experience and conversion as a means to fulfillment are also offering a prescriptive path that involves you relinquishing your inner wisdom and deferring it to outside sources to maintain the system. They are asking you to relinquish the agency and authority that you inherently have on your life and over your own self. That is what makes it manipulation and coercion, because it serves the leader and the system while there may and could be short and long-term impacts for the individual. It's just not free from serving that leader, that institution, and that religious system. I can tell you from my own past, me and my journey were used to validate leaders and mentors and the system that they served. I will not manipulate or coerce anyone, ever, at least intentionally. That's why I would shut down when I was unknowingly approaching the similar intent of those that were always altar calling and begging me to validate them and their journeys with my transformation on the route to fulfillment. I want you to experience a fulfilling life. Contrary to folks offering fulfillment through religious means, I want you to hold on to and regain your own agency and authority over yourself and your life. I want you to connect with and deepen your experience of your own inner wisdom. I want you to experience the connection with self, with others, and with the divine that you desire. I want you to experience your most expansive and true self that you can access. I want you to freely make decisions in your life because you trust yourself and you have your own back. I want you to live with an authenticity that you bring to all your relationships that deepens your experience of and connection with others. I want you to live the life you've dreamt of and knew somewhere very, very, very deep down, somewhere that was meant for you. I want you to look back on your life with no regrets, feeling proud, feeling honored to get to experience it all. I want you to be able to think, I'm doing it my own way, and it's beautiful. No lie, These are all things my clients are experiencing through Heal. Come, dear figs, join us. So what do people receive in Heal? The tools of access that I've created in the Heal membership are weekly group spiritual direction. This is a weekly 1-hour virtual meeting where members are invited to raise their hand and wonder with me on whatever has been coming up in life. The Heal course. This is a zero expectation space where I've dumped a bunch of my methodologies and tools for the spiritual journey, especially noticing and naming beliefs and wondering at what beliefs you actually do live by and would like to live by. There's also a massive definition in there as far as like what beliefs are. And how, let me give you this spoiler, how beliefs are actually thoughts that we've been given or that we choose, that we think a lot. Okay? So just spoiler, beautiful. Resources. There's a massive resources tab, a massive resource spreadsheet of all things that I and a spiritual director colleague think and have experienced to be helpful on the journey. Think podcasts, blogs, articles, books, websites, other programs, etc. It's all in this resource tab. It's everything. So much. Blog posts, everything. We love it. Access to the community forum, aka access to badass members like you that are in the process that you can look at and be like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. How many of us feel alone in a deconditioning and deconstruction journey? So many of the friends that we have held close before cannot hold the space and the questions or are threatened by them, can no longer uphold their own belief system because of ours and our thoughts. And so they distance, they judge, they distance, they can't hold the both and of where they are and where we are, right? It can be lonely out here. So we have a community forum. You can reach out anytime to tell people where you're at, what you're looking at, just to raise a hand and be like, hey, I'm here. Where are you? All of that. That's that space. You get access to all of these people that are also learning how to live as their most expansive self in things like their jobs, their families, motherhood, etc. Creative things. Also, I'm adding to the community forum my own creative invitations and prompts as an artist. I have to create, and my favorite thing to create around is the spiritual journey. So we're going to see what happens. They may be audio tracks, they may be visual things, they may be poetry, all used as intents to prompt your own processing. Trust that there will be thoughtful prompts and questions for your wondering here. Also, something to add that I forgot to mention on the resources tab, journal prompts. My people, coming from Christianity especially, and you can correct me if this is present in other traditions also, journaling is a big deal. So many of us have used the journaling space in order to, like, first thing in the morning to journal, get catharsis out, get all of the things out so that we can feel okay to start moving through our day, right? Or we like ask God for a million things and like to heal us of all of our nastiness, blah, 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 before we can actually like start engaging our day. Right? So journaling is an incredibly beautiful tool, especially when not used in that way. But journaling can be an extremely beautiful tool. It's a tool in the toolbox, right? It is not the thing. It is not what creates you and what transforms you. It is a tool for the processing space. But I have listed a ton of journal prompts in the space and will continue to always add to them under the resources tab. So if you are a journaler, that is there for you. Also, something that I am doing moving forward is putting journal prompts and questions and that sort of thing in the community forum once a week. So just some little thoughts and tidbits for you to wonder at, to know that other people are in the dialogue. Something also, I need a lot of limitations and some framework. My mind is very creative. My mind can run. And without a specific track or treadmill to run on, it can sometimes just be overwhelming and not helpful. So something that folks get from the Heal space is also something to hone in on. Something to focus on rather than looking at like, oh, I want to heal my trauma. We're able to look at deconditioning and deconstruction specifically so that there's a grounding point for the transformation and the healing and the liberation that you're seeking. So those are all things that are present in Heal. In order to sign up for Heal, you can find that link in the show notes. I would love to be with you. I am absolutely honored and gifted to walk with you, to journey with you in this space and the other spaces that I hold for folks. If you are wondering about HEAL, but you are not sure, you don't know if this space is for you, you don't know if you would belong, which, because let's be real, so many of us have been told that we are welcome in a community and then we have been told that we don't fit the mold. If you are feeling a little bit like if this is something that you want, but you feel like there's a hindrance, a limitation, a reluctance to it, scroll down into the show notes section and click on the schedule trial session link. I would love to hold an hour for you with no strings attached, no financial fee, nothing, just for you to come and be like, I think this is what I want and I need to dialogue about it with someone. I would love to dialogue with you. Even if there's anything else in your life that you're like, this is something I'm holding and I need somebody to bounce something off of, bring it. Bring it to a trial session. I would love to sit with you. So find those links in the show notes. You can also always go to my website at karinhubner.com, karinhubner.com. I believe that link is in the show notes also. If you need to know more about me, the person that would be holding some of your stories and facilitating space, you can look that up. There's an About Me section. I tell a little bit about me and my life, where I come from, and how I found myself to be in this place. You can also check out other podcast episodes. So if you're wondering about what spiritual direction is and what it looks like, there's a number of podcast episodes in this archive. If you scroll way back to the beginning, there's some panel discussions on what spiritual direction is and what it looks like. I want to give a warning there. It's from years ago in my own journey. And so it does hold some God language, if that's a sensitivity to you. It's also with a panel of directors, others of whom are Christian. And so there may be some Christian, some Jesus language and that sort of thing, if that is a limit for you. But more recently, even within the last couple of months, there has been a podcast episode on what is spiritual direction. So you can find that in the archive. I am so grateful for you being here today. I am so grateful for my little fig plant and the noticings that it inspired. I am so thankful for the 3 years that I've had with it and the gift that it was to me as I moved into this home. I'm also thankful that hopefully it has become an offering broader than our house and our visitors that come physically into our house through this podcast episode, that its little life and its little story could honor you in some way here. Even if it's only to inspire you to grow your indoor plant collection. If you have questions about plants, you shoot them my way. I love that dialogue also. I am here and I am here for you. Schedule your trial session with me and ask me all of your questions. I would love to hold the space with you. I am not afraid of your questions. I am not afraid of your story. I do not have expectation of who you are, how you are, and how you will show up in this world or in a session with me. Please use that link in the show notes to schedule that session or get in touch with me in other ways. Tell me all of your thoughts about this little fig and share with me, if you'd like and if it's accessible to you, the ways that you are surviving right now. And the ways that you are wondering on how you could get just a little bit more. A little bit more sun, a little bit more water, a little bit more soil and food. Thank you for being with me today. It's an honor and a gift to be with you. Be well. I am Karin Hubner. I'm a spiritual director and podcast producer. I help women and folks of other oppressed identities heal from internalized depression and trauma and go public with their wild and wonderful contribution to this world so that we can all heal together. Ready to work with me? You can join my program HEAL right now. The program is made up of an online course of all the tools and schema I use in spiritual direction sessions to empower you to access the most liberation for yourself right now. In addition to that, with the program registration, you get access to weekly group direction calls and an online portal to connect with others on the journey. I also include access to a massive resource list and library with all types of bonus content and everything I've ever read or consumed on my journey of healing. I also offer one-on-one spiritual direction packages for one-hour sessions every other week for 6 months. The support for your spiritual journey that you receive from Spiritual Direction is unprecedented. It's a space where you can be 100% honest and 100% you while you process through what beliefs you were given, what you actually believe right now, and how to get your functional life more in alignment with current beliefs than past beliefs. Ugh, it's so good. If you're feeling like it's time to go public through podcast production, we can't wait to take your podcast to the next level and get you producing content consistently for your audience and therefore changing the world. Use the links in the show notes to jump on my email list right now and get all the free value I can possibly give in emails. And schedule your discovery call with me today so we can wonder together at how you're feeling invited to heal or go public. Be well.